Listen to the interview with a conservationist.
There must be about 20 baby elephants here. How do they come to you?
Game wardens from the national parks get in touch if they find orphaned elephants. Usually, babies stay very close to the bodies of their parents if the adults have been shot for ivory. They're in great distress, of course, and the young ones can't survive very long in the bush without the protection of adults. They are often sick or starving or injured, and sometimes wounded by bullets. We work with the wardens to arrange transport to get them here as quickly as possible.
And how do you settle them in?
Each baby elephant has its own foster parent, a keeper who stays with it 24/7, certainly for the first week or so. It's very touching to see the way the relationship develops.
Do these elephants ever go back to the wild?
Yes, always. That's the aim of the scheme. Once they're older, they will meet wild elephants, and the natural instincts for bonding with the herd will take over.
And I see you have one baby rhino here. What's his story?
He's a she, actually. Her mother was killed by poachers for her horn. We hope that she will go back to the wild one day, but it's more difficult. There aren't many rhino, and we have to be very careful. This youngster is growing up here with the baby elephants as companions. She regards them as friends. Of course, the situation would be very different in the national park. A herd of wild elephant would attack and probably kill a rhino if it got too close. So it will take a lot of planning to reintroduce this rhino to her natural environment.